Moose Jaw today. In the lead-up to Game 1 of the Western Hockey League Eastern Conference semifinal between the Moose Jaw Warriors and Swift Current Broncos, there was a definite buzz around the game. Not only because of what was on the line but also because of how fans in both communities had responded. Word came out Wednesday morning that only a handful of tickets were left for both Game 1 and Game 2 at the Moose Jaw Events Center, and by the time puck dropped on Friday night, the place was as advertised, packed to the rafters, including a loud contingent of Swift Current Broncos supporters. Those fans who traveled east ended up having the time of their lives, as the Broncos scored the first two goals of the game late in the first period and never let up, going on to a 7-2 victory. "It was awesome, and I can't wait to get back to the Iplex and home ice," said Broncos goaltender Reed Dyke, who was a key factor in the win. "They travel so well, they're so great at supporting us, and it was great to have that energy on the road in the playoffs. It's crucial for us and just awesome to see that." Broncos head coach Terez McEwen was of much the same opinion. "It was a sold-out barn and there was a lot of energy, so if you can get the energy out and give the Swift fans some more energy, that's always a positive," he said. For their part, Moose Jaw fans came alive when their crew scored a pair of goals late in the second period, and had the Warriors found a way to get off to a better start, things might have been a little quieter in the Swift Current sections. "That's something the Warriors will be looking to take advantage of in Game 2, with a better start and early scoring to get their fans into the game one of the goals. Especially in your own building, right?" said Warriors head coach Mark O'Leary. "You could feel the excitement, and the fans did a great job of bringing the energy and enthusiasm, and certainly you could feel that on the bench. It would have been nice early on to have something positive happen. We had some good shifts and zone time, but for them to break through before we did, I thought that gave them a lot of juice." Game 2 is completely sold out, with doors opening at 5:30 p.m. and puck drop at 7 p.m.